is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Show 41 of Radio Clash. This is the phone home edition of Radio Clash. We're going to start with some Chaz and Dave. Those in the US who don't know who Chaz and Dave are, about to find out. See you in a minute. Console with Command Your Rabbits. I saw Josh, otherwise known as Crime Console, and Go Home Reduction at Uber this past Saturday, and it was very good. It was down in Brick Lane. I think Josh's set was probably my favourite, although Mark Vidler, Go Home Reduction, has played some very some classics, including the Christine Aguilera Velvet Underground Boot that I played on the show before, and a few other ones I've played. So it was a good night. It's a bit strange. I said it's Brick Lane, Hoxton Halls, that sort of crowd. I didn't really get the crowd so much, but I saw a lot of people I knew. So that was cool. I was supposed to interview Mark, and I kind of didn't get around to it. So I do apologise to Mark and everyone. I wish I could have brought you that, but I don't think I was in the right sort of frame of mind or state or whatever to do interviewing. I'll arrange something for future, definitely. And I hope you're well. That was a bit of a mad start of the show. I'm going to, as I say, this show is a telephonacular type show. There is a sort of telephone mix in the middle, telephonic symphony, and a lot of kind of down-tempo stuff as well. A little bit kind of like gangster down-tempo tunes, ones you probably haven't heard. But next is a reader submission. It's unusual that I actually get sent tracks by people listening to the show. Occasionally I get the kind of mail of kind of the mass email type thing from promoter type people, and it's usually not my thing. But this is actually made by one of the listeners who sort of emailed about something else and sent it to me afterwards. And it's very good. It's by Tony Valenzuela. Apologies if I got your name wrong, who's in LA. Very nice bloke. And this is called Suburbia, People Like Us. I think you'll like the theme, all of you. No, it's not a cover of the Pet Shop Boys track, but certainly it picks up on some of the things I've been talking about in the show. So I hope you enjoy it. It's very good.
I'll stop my staring if you take out my eyes. There's nothing here for me but more to deny. So much I want to tell you, more still I have to hide. Today I wanna get away. Yeah.
That's Jules MF with My Computer, proving once again that vocoders and guitars do very much mix. And before that was Tony Valenzuela with Suburbia brackets People Like Us. And as I've said in the program before, I think us queers are an urban species. I'm going over to I don't know if Greg's listening to this. I'm going over to Canada to stay on a farm which is about 3 miles from the station with no transport. So this will test my my country skills, and we shall see how that goes. I've ascertained they have electricity and they have water, and they even might have internet access, broadband internet access. By the time I get there, I do hope so. I don't think I could live on 56k. You see, I just don't rough it very well. Not me. We have a another voicemail. I've got to tell you, you can now not only Skype me and call the Clash line. The Clash line's on 206 202 5274. Although as I'm speaking, I'm actually checking it on the nets, on the internets, as Madge Weinstein says, because I know I will get it fucking wrong, and I always do. So you can actually contact me on that number. It's a US number, and so you can just drop a voicemail and I'll play it in the show, just like I'm going to play someone's one in a minute. And also now new, you can Skype me at, you could always Skype me at Tim Becker, but now you can use Gizmo. And the thing about Gizmo is you can leave voicemail messages. So you can Gizmo me at Radio Clash or at my SIP VoIP number. Now this is not a normal number, so don't please go and dial it, because I'm sure you probably end up dialing the States or something. 1-747-611-3777. That's 1-747-611-3777. Now if you don't know what an SIP number or a VoIP network is, I wouldn't touch it. But you can, as I say, if you download Gizmo, and the thing about Gizmo, it's really good, except I found if you've got any networking, it refuses to work with any network adapter. And I say the people at Gizmo Project, just sort it out. It's just, it won't actually boot up when I have my network with a mini Mac actually working. I have to disable that network adapter and then boot it up and then re-enable it. That's a bit shit, and it does crash rather a lot. But I think with the ability to record conversations and the ability to leave voicemails for free, which sound a lot better than, or about the same as the Clash line, I think it's got a big future. And so we're going voice over IP crazy around here. So I will play one of someone from the Clash line.
Tim, this is Emily Smith in Laramie, Wyoming, and I just thought I'd call and let you know that Radio Clash 39 was seriously the best podcast I've ever heard. Not like I'm a crazy podcast listener, but wow, I was blown out of the water by every single song you played, especially the original tracks by Anthony and the Johnsons and Low. Oh, man. But anyway, I just thought I'd call and tell you that show absolutely rocks. Your podcast in general is fantastic, and keep on keeping on. Bye.
We're not worthy. Oh, this is scary. I mean, with the if you've looked on the blog, we mentioned on the BBC website, on the BBC Collective, and I've not had a lot of click-throughs from that, but sometimes it's a bit like, oh my god, because I had some very good feedback from show 39. Some of the songs on there really touched people, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's a bit of responsibility really, but it's quite nice. People, especially the Antonina Johnsons, I think that kind of really like sort of blew some people away. Watch your space. There might be an Antonina Johnsons track later in the show. Just might be. So now we're going to go into the Telephonic Symphony mix. Now, this is kind of based on a mix that I planned many, many, many moons ago and never got around to. And what happened is I then turned it into a bootleg, which then someone else has done a electro bootleg, which is similar, although probably I would say much better, but anyway, by Musicassian? Alfredo. It's an interesting mix, so I decided to mix all kinds of little sort of telephone related tunes. It's called the Telephonic Symphony.
I wonder who could be calling me. I'm not even listed in the Yellow Pages. Excuse me while I answer the phone. Hello, Captain Hook. The devil? Buddy. Now listen, devil. Don't you be calling disturbing me. We love the Lord and these kids are going to serve the Lord and you're just trying to give us a bad time. Don't you call me fatso, devil. We don't like you. We're in love with the Lord Jesus Christ and we're going to serve him. So get out of here and leave us alone. Goodbye.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hello, Ma. I'd like to hear a new beat on the request line.
Okay, you got it coming up.
Work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's my handy ass symbol. It's your primitive, it's my handy ass symbol. If you got a big, let me search ya to find out how hard I gotta work ya. It's your primitive, it's my handy ass symbol. It's your primitive, it's my handy ass symbol. I like to get to know ya so I can show ya. Put a hurtin' on ya, like I told ya. Give me all your numbers so I can phone ya. The girl act a snake, then call me over. Knock on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call me before you come, I need to shave my chop-chop. You do what you don't, know you will, I won't chop. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips, big hips, so chop. See my lips and my lips, don't chop. Lost a few pounds in my waist, oh yeah. This the kind of beat that go ba-ta-ta. Ba-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah-blah-blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Worth it, let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's my handy ass number. It's your primitive, it's my handy ass number. If you got a big, let me search it. Find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your primitive, it's my handy ass number. It's your primitive, it's my handy ass number.
The number you have reached.
Everybody. rented my apartment on a Monday at 1. Singing to lolly lolly shaky bum. Started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2. Singing to lolly lolly shaky do. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company. Singing, hey baby, put a phone in for me. Thursday at 4, he came and knocking at my door. Singing, hey baby, I'm your telephone man. You just show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom, I can put it in the hall, I can put it in the bathroom, I can hang it on the wall. You can have it with the buzz, you can have it with the ring, and if you really want it, you can have a ding-a-ling. Because, hey baby, I'm your telephone man.
Can you believe that? And then he says,
no, when other fellas call you, tell them how it all began.
Well, can you imagine? My heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. So while he was talking, I was thinking up my plan. Then my fingers did the walking on the telephone man, singing, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, get in any way you can, right? So I got it in the bedroom and I got it in the hall and I got it in the bedroom and he hung it on the wall. I got it with the buzz and I got it with the ring, and when he told me what my number was, I got a ding-a-ling, a singing, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, just doing my thing. I've never done anything like this before.
Sorry, the number you have called is not available. What number, please? Sorry, the number you have called is not available.
No lines, London.
What number, please?
The
number you have dialed has been
sent. Please return early to the one that you directed to have on, or you inquire at the right time.
What number, please?
Sorry, the number you have called is not available. No lines, London.
What number, please? What number, please?
The
service is available. Correct me if you on
Sunday. Can I trust you to go?
Phone rings, and usually when it's to a marketer guy, you pick up the phone, there's that gap. Like, hello? Nothing. Okay, here we go.
Good evening, Henry Rollins. I'm a young man. I'm calling you from the Los Angeles Times, and for the next 6 weeks, we'd like to give you free delivery of the Los Angeles Times 6 days a week with the extra Sunday, fantastic Sunday newspaper for free to get you interested in checking out the Los Angeles Times that now has 30% more color photos. Whoa, hold on a second. Yes, sir.
You know my name. What's your name?
Well, sir, my name isn't important. What is important? 6 free weeks for Los Angeles Times. Whoa. Okay, Henry, fantastic. Let's talk about the Los Angeles Times.
No, I'd like to know your name.
Well, okay, very well, sir. My name is, it's Peter. Peter.
Pete, can I tell you something? Pete, I like a man who's thick, uncut, and hairy. Pete, are you still there?
Yes.
Call me Henry. Pete, call me Henry. Pete! Oh, Pete! Pete, I'm naked. Pete, hold on, Pete. Don't hang up, Pete. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Pete! Pete! Oh, Pete! Are you, Pete? Pete, are you there, Pete?
They never call back. Ever.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires, I can hear you through the wind, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
And God forbid somebody should hang up on your ass. It's the end of the world. I'm going to star 69 the motherfucker. Yeah, I think you just hung up on me. What seems to be your problem? Oh, I'm so sorry, Missy. I just here making corn tortilla. I tried to call Maria. I got the wrong number. Forgive me. You just ripped some Mexican maid a new asshole. I hope you're proud of yourselves. And as if that wasn't enough, now we have caller ID for the ultimate in passive-aggressive behavior. Don't pick up that phone. I want to see who it is. Oh, it's Joyce. Fuck her. I never want to speak to her again.
Hi, I hope you enjoyed that. That was the Telephonic Symphony Mix. Pardon me. At the end was the, of course, Sarah Bernhardt with something of the I'm Still Here album with called Telephones. Before that was Johnny Cash with his amazing cover of Wichita Lineman, probably better than the Glen Campbell original, although I love that song so much. And before that was Ochre with Mobile Phones, using the that really annoying Nokia ringtone as a starting point. And mixed in with that was, of course, Henry Rollins. Then before that was Telephone Man by Mary Wilson, a classic from the 1970s. I bet everyone's forgotten about that, but me and Kirk, it's one of our favourite tunes of all time. And then before that was Musicacion, otherwise known as Alfredo Lapas Jr., with Smooth Operated Operator, which is a mashup of many, many things, including Peaches, Chardet, and I think Midnight Star, electro classic. And then before that was, I have to admit, it's one of mine. I do apologise. It's Telephone Doesn't Work, Telephonic Symphony mix. That was kind of genesis of this whole mix. I was originally planning to do a longer mix, and it became that bootleg. And then I heard the Musicacion mix and thought, ooh, those go well together. So, and that's a mix of Grandmaster Scott and the Dynamic 3, Kraftwerk, Telephone Call, and the Grandmaster Scott Dynamic 3 was sampled for the Missy track Work It. You know, the bit at the start, DJ, please pick up your phone. So I'm kind of mixing them back in together, and also with Cold Cut, My Telephone, which is from their amazing first album, which is I think it's not actually available on CD, which is a crime to humanity, because that first LP with Stop's Crazy Thing, People Hold On, The Only Way Is Up, but it's got some classic sort of sample, sort of, it's a classic sample classic. Sorry if that doesn't make sense. But, you know, I think the reason is probably because it's incredibly litigious. I got the best of Cold Cut, and they raped all of the samples out of classics like Find a Way with Queen Latifah without all the samples. And it's like, well, don't bother to release it then. And at the start was a very strange thing from Captain Hook. That's from the 365 project called The Phone Call. And yes, of course, yes, those crazy Christians. Okay, so I'm going to play some chilled out gangster tracks in the sort of vein of when I played Straight Out of Compton by Nina Gordon a while back. Long-term listeners would remember that. And I probably was one of the first podcasts to play that, and did so with permission, which is really cool, other than to agree with that. So that's done the rounds. Another track that is very similar in feel, but hasn't really sort of done the rounds, is by Ben Folds, which I think may have been the inspiration for the Nina Gordon track. So this is Ben Folds doing Bitches Ain't Shit.
Bitches ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Just get the fuck out after you're done. Hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tighter than the motherfucking gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Peep, that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch, doing the shit she do, sucking on a stick just to get a buck or two. In the end, she got meant nothing. And now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit. Bitches can't hang with the streets. She found herself short. Now she's taking me to court. It's real conversation for your ass. I once had a bitch named Mandy May. I used to be up in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga unsprung. I wasn't up like a motherfucker licking the proton. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't no good, but I'm the maniac in blackness, the Snoopy's world. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what got gaffled by one time. I'm back in the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I gets released on a hot sunny day. My nigga DOC and my homie Dr. Dre. Scooped in a coupe, Snoop, we got the news. Your girl was tricking while you was drinking the county blues. Ain't been out a second, already I got to do some motherfucking chin checking. Move up the block as we creep down the block. See my girl's house, Dre, past the clock. Kicking the dough and I look on the floor. It's my little cousin Daz and he's fucking my hoe. I uncocked my shit. I'm heartbroken.
but I'm still lurked.
Man, fuck that bitch.
3, 4.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck a dick. Get the fuck out after you're done. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Fright. I used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tired of them motherfucking gangsta beats. And we was balling on the motherfucking Compton streets. Beat that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch, doing the shit she do, sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. In the end, so she got meant nothing. And now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit. She found herself short. Now she's taking me. That's some real conversation for your ass. I just can't hang in the streets. I just can't hang in the streets.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, someway, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the cheese and make a few ends as I breeze through 2 in the morning. And the party's still jumpin', cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room, getting it on. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit. I got a pocket full of rubbers, and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights, and close the doors. But what? We don't love them hoes. Yeah, so we gotta smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hose down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Now that I got me some Seagram's gin, everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped yet. Now this types of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the DOG. I got the cultivating music that be captivating he who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Sadie. She used to be the homeboy's lady, 80 degrees. When I tell that bitch, please, raise up off these NUTs. Cause you gets none of these. At ease. As I mob with a dog pound, feel the breeze, biatch. I'm just rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Later on that day, my homie, Dr. Dre, came through with a gang of Tanqueray at a fat-ass J of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tanqueray and Chronic. Yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping. I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising up off the cot. Don't get upset, girl. That's just how it goes. I don't love you, hoes. I'm out the dough. And I'll be rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
If you want to hear the best in mashups, and well, anything I want as it is my show, then check out www.mashuppodcast.co.uk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Class 97.
The first and original mashup podcast.
Sunscreen. Ain't it, my brother? That's an advert for mashup. Very good podcast. So he obviously responded to my calls from my previous show. Or I don't know, maybe had one in the works already for a promo. So I'm glad to see this. People are producing promos. And before that, I do not know where I got that from. Well, I do know where I got it from, but I was searching for acapellas, and it's Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice, brackets, unreleased acapella. But obviously it's not. I do not know where it's from. I don't think it's the Richard Cheese version, although if someone knows, please tell me, because I'd love to know who actually did that. Strange reminds me of Scott Fletcher. It probably killed me for saying that. Scott, you haven't been doing some on the side, kind of like... sort of gangster shit, have you? But yes, so that was it. I don't know if it makes it worse. Does it make it worse if it's actually done in that style? It almost, I mean, it was like, especially Bitches Ain't Shit, which is a Dre track. I don't know the original of that one, but it's some sort of lyrics are like much worse. It's like very unpolitically correct. We kind of played, well, we tend to play tracks which are sort of definitely not mainstream, but we're not totally bothered about offending people, as you might have guessed from show 31. But yeah, even I was a bit like, ooh. So it's interesting. It kind of almost makes it a bit worse because it's done in that fashion. It shouldn't be. It should be exactly the same. So from that sort of jokey, kind of chilled jokiness, I'm going to play some tracks that sort of mean a lot to me. The first track is a Timbuktu 3 track, which is called I Love You in the Strangest Way, which means a lot personally to me. It's kind of, you know, one of those tracks you relate with the person that you were sort of in love with, or you were had a relationship with. It's one of those. Is Timbuktu 3. Timbuktu 3, you might remember, they had the track Future So Bright, Gotta Wear Shades, which of course was famously used. And I think it was in Breakfast Club, or was it Ferris Bueller's? It's one of those two. I think it was Ferris Bueller's. One of those Rat Pack movies. But don't hold that against them. That first album is actually very good. It kind of got me through my A-levels as well. So it means something from that side as well. I think probably my first ever kind of relationship, and also a current relationship, it sort of has resonances there. And I remember kind of painting, because it's A-level art, I remember painting this massive thing I had to do, a cubist painting I did in oils, with literally the whole of this album on loop, and this is the last song.
Hate mailing love letters, searching for some purpose. Crank call at 3 a.m., thoughtful and wordless. a message at the tone. What can I say? I hang up the phone. I love you in the strangest way. Oh, I love you in the strangest way. I love you in the strangest way. I wish I could just pick you up next time you're feeling down. I wish I could afford to buy a plane ticket to your town. I wish we were kids again. I'd ask you to come out and play. But you're so scary now. I love you in the strangest way. Oh, I love you in the strangest way. I love you in the strangest way. That time we slept together, that's as far as it went. Yet though we're not quite lovers, you're more than a friend. In a world of black and white, we meet half-tone gray. We're different as day and night, but I love you in the strangest way. Oh, I love you in the strangest way.
Timbuk 3, I love you in the strangest way. And I love the lyric that's right in the middle of there, saying though we're not quite lovers, you're more than a friend. I think that probably sums it up. And the main thing that reminds me of, not so much my current relationship, but I was in a relationship with a guy in San Francisco, sort of my first ever relationship. And it was kind of a love at first sight thing, and it was all kind of difficult, and multiple partners everywhere, and I don't think he's actually on this earth anymore. I've not heard from him for many years, and I sadly think he's probably dead, but I'm not sure. Interesting. It's, I think it just sums up the fact that things are never really as simple as you seem with love. God, I'm getting very philosophical. I'll stop it now. Now, as mentioned before, we're going to play the Anthony and Johnson's track that I hinted at earlier. I've just bought the two albums, which means I wouldn't say where I got the tracks before, but it's interesting. I've had a few people contact me. At least one person is going to buy the album, the second album. I think possibly a few others, because they were quite touched by the Hope There's Someone track. So that's really cool. Anybody that sort of goes out and supports the acts and that I play wherever possible is cool. And I think you'll like this one. Initially, I was a bit stupid. I thought it was actually a cover. This is from the first album, which is very good. I think it's just called Anthony and the Johnsons, that first album. Whereas the second album is the I'm a Bird Now album. And this is Rapture. So this is the end of Radio Clash. I'll play out with this. You can contact me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can leave messages on the blog, as always welcome. We like feedback at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. And you can gizmo me. That sounds as bad as Skype, doesn't it? And Skype sounds like a disease. You can gizmo me at Radio Clash, or my... I mentioned the SIP number earlier. You can go and check it out. Or you can leave voicemail there, which will be, again, if you've got Gizmo or you've got access to a VoIP network, very cool. And you can Skype me, though unfortunately I can't really record that very easily, at Tim Backup. So I hope that you're all well. So this is Rapture, and I'll speak to you soon.
Eyes are falling, lips are falling, hair is falling to the ground. Slowly, softly, falling, falling, down in silence to the ground. All the world is falling, falling. All the blue from me and you, teardrops falling to the ground. Teardrops. I'm talking about your teardrops. For instance, oh my mama, she's been
fun, this gizmo stuff. Just when I thought I was satisfied with Skype. Ugh. I gotta find you that picture of the microphone. Okay, bye.